Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning or evening, friend. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to
Right. Oh, How this has been for you.
I'm doing better than I think a lot of people, and not for the reasons that everybody would think. It's really because I am such an introvert, and I know that's hard for a lot of people to believe because I made a living out of being an extrovert. I'm an introvert with extrovert qualities, so I know how to function in a world with other people, but I am happiest when I can come back home and cocoon, and that's where I find my strength. That's how I restore. That's how I, you know. So it's been a really introspective time for me. Whatever feelings come up, I'm practicing all of my Iyanla fixed my life skills, you know?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. But the thing is, Ms. O, we have to move out of the fear. The fear is almost as deadly as the corona. Almost
yeah.
as deadly because of what it's doing to people, their bodies, their minds. And that's what they're going to take out back into the world. The corona will be gone or treated or whatever. But what they're going to take back out into the world is the fear. And what they don't know is that they brought the fear into the quarantine with them. The corona just triggered it up. I call it the corona.
Yeah. Okay. So the corona really exacerbated or intensified and magnified, you're saying, what was already there. Oh, I can feel that as you're saying that. That's why marriages are falling apart.
Right.
That were already had the seeds of falling apart. So whatever was there just got magnified.
And you have to sit with it. So now you have to stay home with self. And that is so hard for people.
God has given us a universal time out.
It's not just the time out, but and the stillness. It's also knowing what to do with what you find.
Ooh.
I think that's what people are afraid of.
Oh, I got that.
Because the fears that are coming up for people are way beyond the corona. And the fear is real. It's real. But see, the thing is to really understand the origin of the fear. Because the same way the corona has stopped us, fear has stopped us. But the way to heal yourself is to surrender.
Wow.
Surrender. I surrender.
So that was a moment, right? Letting go of the nails.
And then really even to process myself through, well, what do the nails mean? And really what we tell ourselves we have to have.
I was looking in my closet the other day at all the shoes and the clothes and the pocketbooks and the thing that now don't mean a thing.
Nothing. Yeah, the only thing I'm really happy about now is waist up clothing.
I actually put on pants for you today. Normally in pajamas, but I put on actual real pants for you today.
I do the face, the hair, to the waist. What's on the bottom might scare you, but I got on jeans. But see, the thing is that on the other side of this, we're going to need practical tools. We're going to need skills to be able to deal with this. I'm real clear that this is a purging.
The spiritual meaning of it. You are clear on that.
Absolutely. Everything the world has come to worship has been taken. Money, fame, career, everything the world worships.
All that idol stuff.
That's right. No idols. You shall have no idols before me. No God.
Yeah.
And the stuff that we worship is all gone. I don't even want us to call it a crisis. I want us to help us get through this divine opportunity.
Whoa,
to open
okay.
ourselves to some new possibilities.
Because yes, what you call a thing, I know you call a thing, but when you call what you call a thing also determines how you see that thing.
That's right.
Well, you know, that is what you do, is help people not just recover from themselves, but to be delivered, not just get better, but to be transformed. I think that this is an opportunity for us all to reset, and you are the resetter. But I wanted to call you because, you know, my eyes water when I say this about you. You have the gift, and it has been a great joy to see you use it with such sincerity and truth and power over the years. I have seen you literally lay your hands on people who didn't even know they need their hands laid on. I've seen you talk to inmates. I've seen you talk to fathers who were completely shut down. I've seen you take pain and transform it into the process of power.
We have to move out of the fear. What it's doing to people, their bodies, their minds.
I was thinking about you and what you were thinking about this moment. What do you ultimately think it's here to teach us?
I think it's here to teach us, number one, that we are all one. It has equalized us. It has brought us all, I don't want to say low, but it has brought us all together. So that's the number one thing. Can I ask you that? Did you get some toilet paper?
I got some toilet paper.
Got the little rolls on the back.
I think the other thing it has taught me is that my power and my strength is not in what I have or what I do or what I own. It's within. So I think it's come to level the playing field, to get us clear about who we are and what we value, and then I believe it's going to bring us all together in a different way.
I can't tell you how pleased I am that you agreed to do this for OWN. To do the thing that you do best in the world is to help people see themselves and help people get through this moment of crisis in a way that they and we all can collectively come out better on the other side.
And if I had to boil it all down, the corona, the stay home, the job loss, the everything, I would say, fear not. There's something greater than you know going on here. Let's tap into that. so that we can move forward.
Thank you for that.
Deep bow
to
you.
Taking on this charge.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Very cute from the top. Very cute. Earrings, glasses, the whole thing. Eyelashes, the whole thing. Cute from the top.
I put them on myself.
I know. Every time I have to do it, I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah. Can you do it?
Well, I had to take these off 3 times, but okay. Love you, girl.
Okay, love you back.
Everyone in the world has gone to bed one night or another with fear or pain or loss or disappointment. And yet each of us has awakened, arisen, somehow made our ablution, seen other human beings, and said, morning, how are you? Fine, thanks, and you? It's amazing. Wherever that abides in the human being, there is the nobleness of the human spirit. Despite it all, black and white, Asian, Spanish, Native American, pretty, plain, thin, fat, vowed or celibate, we rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of tides, just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries? Does my sassiness upset you? Don't take it so hard just because I laugh. As if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise. Does my sexiness offend you? Oh, does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally, there I go rising.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Peace, 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 world. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of A Haru Presents. Haru Presents is pretty much a multitude of episodes to where I kind of pop on and Theory gives me a topic to talk about, possibly a lecture I heard, possibly a speaker that I would like to speak with the world. You know, we share in communion. So, Haru Presents pretty much my pop-up segments a lot of times. my pop-up segments, but when I'm kind of doing something, you know, in my own lane, in my own way. So that's what I wanted to coin outside of the shows that we have, Spiritual Soul Sunday, which I do every Sunday at a specific time, which it is 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. Join me there. Spiritual topics, many different topics. We've had a lot of interesting shows this month, a lot of ups and downs and craziness and roller coasters, and you know, but see, that's what it's about. You know, one thing I heard, you know, someone say, that was Hearst. Actually, Hearst is one of the speakers that comes on periodically on the Ear platform, and he said, you know, we got to stop being ashamed of our past. You know what I'm saying? We got to stop being ashamed of our past. What I'm finding is a lot of us are purging. A lot of us are purging, and it's funny because I'm talking to my partner and my soulmate, you know, Lisa G. You guys, you may know Lisa G, Lisa's Fragrance and Such. Please go to the Enhancing Awareness Radio .net website and check out her products. Go under the shopping tab and you'll see Lisa's Fragrance and Such there at the top, as well as Divine Selections. They're pretty much your holistic one-stop shop. If there's anything that you may not see on any website, you guys can contact them directly, and I'm pretty sure they can find it and get it for you. All right? So it's their one-stop shop, guys. Lisa's Fergus and Such and Divine Selections with Sensei and his queen. Everybody has grown so much, and I am, you know, guys, I promise you, if there's anything that I want to see, and that's that we all win and that we all make it and that, you know, we all prosper in our own way. You know, it's no competition. It is no subconscious competition amongst the people. I mean, you know, that's not what I attract. Let me just say that. Although I do get it. You know, I do get it. We're under such heavy, you know, programming. There's layers and layers and layers, but really at the root, at a subconscious root, that competition, I feel, is rooted in survival. You know, everybody wants to survive, and it's generational survival. It's deep, y'all. It's some deep shit. You know, I feel sad, you know, when I see my brothers in their competitive mindset, you know, tearing, you know, each other down, you know, and I'm like, y'all, we don't have to do that no more, man. The only competition is going to be you, you versus you. But see, the thing about it is I had to come through it and I had to learn it. And I, you know, as, you know, many others around me, you know what I'm saying? We all had to go through that and we all had that epiphany that, you know, we're really not going to grow like this, y'all. Like, you know, like, I mean, it sounds cheesy, but really, y'all, we gotta, you know, we gotta literally, the only time we look down is when we have to, you know, we're holding our hand out to lift our brother up, man. Come on, our sister up. You know, that's what it is, y'all. I mean, that's what we gotta be on. So please, if you want more in-depth, you know, about what's going on in the current events, please check out the shows that we did on the weekend. I'm not gonna go into, you know, any of that. But I just wanted to focus on, you know, pretty much a high vibratory perspective in this Haru Presents. What the title is, We Can Do This. It's our time. Les Brown speaks. Shout out to Les Brown. He has helped me come through so much. You know, Les Brown, when I was in my kind of like my mid-intermediate, you know, phase of self-growth, you know, he would be one of the ones that I would go to. I actually won a ticket, y'all, one time. That's how synchronicity was working, y'all. Like, I saw an ad, you know, if you want Les Brown tickets, click this or whatever, you know, and I didn't want to, but I did, and y'all, I mean, the ticket was free, everything. Like, I was set up, like, but I didn't go because I had to work. I could have took off, but you know, my other coworker convinced me. But anyway, I just want to say, Les Brown, I appreciate him. You know, hope one day that you find this, that we, you know, do get a chance to meet in this incarnation. I would like to meet all of my, all the people. You know, that's my one of my personal achievements that I would love to do. Iyanla, Oprah, you know, man, there's so many. Les Brown being one of them. Who's another one that I want to name? That's still alive, because a lot of the energy I pull from that these people have passed on. You know, Michael Jackson, Prince, Whitney Houston, you know, Tupac. You know what I'm saying? Which I've met all in the spiritual realms. But I would definitely like to meet, you know, a lot of you guys that are still living. So shout out to Les Brown, y'all. Les Brown, this is a powerful speech, guys. Les Brown, he said so many profound things in this. I had to share. And when you listen to it, it's about 40 minutes long. And then we'll come back and discuss after the clip. But get your pens, get your notebooks, take notes, guys, because when we utilize these principles in action, I promise you, it helps us to shift things in our own personal life. I promise you it does. So let me get the clip ready for you guys. And again, guys, if you want to call in and speak to me, the number to call in is going to be area code 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys press 1 so we can see you in the caller queue. All right, yeah, 39 minutes and 30 seconds. So we're going to go ahead and just run it, because I do have to make an errand also. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and run this clip. What I want to say also is, you know, what Iyanla was talking about in Oprah, you know, we don't have to, okay? We don't have to do shit. But a great idea is to use this time. How are you doing in this quarantine? Like, I know we've all kind of shifted past, you know, the pretty much stages of, you know, sorrow and depression. Well, at least I hope by now we have. If not, guys, reach out for help. You know, if you know somebody that still may be struggling or something, you know, there are so many people, you know, spiritual people, you know, without the degrees and all that, you know, who has experience in these areas, guys, that will help you for free. You know what I mean? You don't have to get a shrink or anything like that, you know, and pay all that money. And, you know, because a lot of people, you know, may not be for your best interest, guys. So use your intuitive, you know, essence to guide you to, you know, somebody that could help you through your tough times, you know, like myself, right? But not about me. You know, there's so many, you know, sensei. I mean, EnhancingAwarenessRadio.net is a website that you can definitely go to, so you can, you know, you can meet the team. Eli, he's great, you know. Meet the team, and, you know, Auntie LJ, I mean, you have people there that, you know what I'm saying, we don't mind helping y'all for free, y'all. I mean, and, you know, if you just need somebody to talk to, y'all, you know, I just want us to start to get outside of our comfort zones. You know, as Auntie says, open your mouth. Ask for help. And it's not easy, y'all. It's not easy, because there's levels of me that, you know, it was real tough to open my mouth. Still is. I'm not going to claim that anymore, because I have been opening my mouth, and I have. So I'm not going to no longer subconsciously claim that, because as long as I say that it still is hidden in my subconscious, it still will be. And that would keep me stuck and keep me stuck going around the Mario Bush. I think I just did some self-work live on air. Oh, that's so beautiful, y'all. Always catch yourself. You know what I'm saying? Always catch yourself and always call yourself out when you know. You know what I'm saying? That you're tripping your own self up. That's the only way we're going to grow, y'all. So I hope that, you know, my transparency helps you, right? So how are you perceiving this quarantine now? How are you perceiving everything? And Iyanla said, an idea is that we can perceive this as divine opportunity, right? Divine opportunity. So, yeah, 2020 has been very interesting. And I know the class of 2020, the students, a lot of them feel sad because they can't walk. Here's the thing. And shout out to you guys, because you guys are the future. You guys are the trendsetters, you know what I'm saying, that are going to shape and change the world, you know, because we, you know, a lot of us elders know this, you know what I mean? We want you guys to know this, know how beautiful you are, know how powerful you are. And what I am seeing is a lot of the children are being created. Right? They're being creative. They're being forced to utilize their creativity, probably something that they have been wanting to do all along. So isn't it beautiful that, you know, the Mother Universe is you know, we're going through this, you know, we're incarnating and going through this right now, you know what I mean, just for this very moment. Like, we wanted to all be joined together for this moment, right? So, yeah, so, you know, my thing, my shout out to the class of 2020, you know, good job. You did, you know, great hard work, you know, all of that blood, sweat, and tears. But the tradition didn't go as planned. I want us to be okay with that. And I want to challenge everyone, you know, I want to challenge the class of 2020 to see how you can transmute, you know what I mean, how you can transmute everything. Being a tradition did not go as planned, how can you use that and transmute that energy into the highest creativity level capacity that you could do? You know what I mean? So, you know, just to the world and to the people, divine, this is a divine opportunity for us to transmute, for us to vibrate higher, you know, for the children, you know, how are we being creative? What are we creating? You know what I mean? So use this time. And also, if you know someone who, you know, may seem stuck, you know, even in your family, even in your, you know, Lisa G said something last week. You know, she said, y'all, we have to start to be there for one another. And when she said it, you know, we got to be there for one another, you know. And you know how, you know, it can be said like on a surface level. But when I read it, I knew that spirit was using her. But it's like we have to start to be there for one another, but on level, y'all. On a level. So Iyanla VanZant has said in one of our shows that we did, I believe Saturday, in Motivational Classroom last Saturday, how are you feeling? Yes, go back and listen to that one. Because what Iyanla said was, you know, she feels that this is a time that Mother Nature is challenging us to examine our heart. Right? So in examining our hearts, I believe that as we come through that space, we can be able, you know what I mean, to be in a space to where we could be there for one another. You know, like calling someone you haven't talked to, like, you know, not the stuff that we know we need to do, but actually being aware that we need to do it and actually doing it. It's like taking, being there for one another, but taking it a few steps further this time, in this now. You know what I mean? I found myself, you know, around someone who I deemed as toxic and low vibratory. I don't want to be around them. And I was around them, you know. Just yesterday, I was like, okay, we're always going, you know, it's always dark and light and pew, 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 and da, 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 you know. But I had, for myself, I had to perceive it as, okay, this is how, am I viewing this situation as how I want it to be? And I'm in examining myself, I was viewing that situation all this time, how I wanted it to be in my subconscious. So when I began to kind of reexamine that and be like, okay, let me try this. And I was like, okay, this is just what they do. This is just how they are. This is just the program that's running. You know, and I can't change. That's I'm beating myself up, you know, trying to change this shit. Like, you know what I mean? But because it's a close family member, you know, it was a level of release in accepting that this is just what this is. I don't have to try to change it. And I can also still, you know, vibrate and be who I am in that very moment as well. And, you know, guys, that was just yesterday as I'm practicing, you know, this different level. It's kind of fun, actually, because I'm practicing things in this level of awakening. And I told Lisa yesterday, you know, I was like, man, I just, some people don't understand that I am just, well, no, they do understand, because they do understand, actually. It was powerful, our conversation yesterday with Lisa. But it's like this euphoria. It's this type of euphoria that you feel that you just cannot, you can attempt to explain it, and some people will get it. And, you know, I'm grateful for those people who do get it. But sometimes I feel like, okay, I just got to put this shit on paper, you know, because this just, it's just, Auntie LJ with me. I know she get it. So, you know, it's the joyous feeling that I felt in quite a while. So what we're talking about here today is you know, we can do this. It's just, I have a 40-minute clip that I'm going to play after me and you commune for a bit, Auntie. But it's, we can do this. It's our time. Les Brown speaks, right? We can do this, you know. You know, just a little bit of motivation for the people to know, you know, we can do this. So peace and love to you, Auntie LJ. How are you feeling this rising?
Greetings. I'm good this rising. Up in the energy of me first. I think that needs to be the new movement. That needs to be the new slogan, me first. If we do a me first movement, then we're ready for everything that comes. We need a me first movement. I love me movement. I'm gonna do it for me movement. I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna live a lifestyle for me movement. And the for me turns into a for we, because as above, so below. So the M will then turn into a W without us even pushing for it to do so, because people will be drawn to who we are, to who the me was when I rose this morning. So because I'm gonna do me first, then I can be me and you, because that'll be a me that I recognize in doing the we that's needed. So I'm on some me first shit today.
Okay.
Today I'm doing
okay,
me first.
Okay, I'm feeling it.
And then when I come out of me, then we do we. When I come out of my household, I got my bubble on me, so I got my bubble on those that's resonating with me. Now we are we force. But I'm going to do me first. I'm on a me movement. Yeah. Me, five,
okay.
Fucking me. Me, I, and we. You know, and it'll end up at the we. All you got to do is go through what it needs to go through so you can make your me the we. It's the 360. It's the as above, so below. Shit, if you looking from up, down on the me look like we, don't it? Shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You got to do you first. Do you. Me first movement. That's where I'm at. I'm on some me first shit. And those that's for me, we going to make this shit work. We going to make this shit work. Because if you for you and I'm for me, then we going to be.
Because
we'll be for each other. We on the same page. So
yes,
I'm here.
Yes.
You know, we can do this. We can do this. And you don't have to be out there stumping and hollering. You don't have to put yourself in danger. You don't have to excuse me, be the first line. Just line up. See, it used to be something we did in drill team. And they say first line body ripple when the first line do a move. Second line body ripple when the second line do a move. All we need to do is line up. Once you know what line you're supposed to be in, when they call you, you going to be first. Because you're the first of that line. You know what I'm saying? So just get in your line. Get in your line. Know what your line is and move in that like water. Move like water. Be a force when you need to be, and be free flowing when you don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pass by a rock or two and don't be so hard that it move you, but you flow over it because you just about me first. Me first.
Man.
If I get my mind right with me, I got my mind right with you. I said it in yesterday's show. If I don't love me, what the fuck I care about you?
Yeah,
if I don't hurt me, what the fuck I care about hurting you? See, I got to do me first.
Yep.
But once I do me, goddammit, everything that's doing like I'm doing it the way that they deem is conducive for them naturally, and it line up, then that's the we first. And when we first, then that we first is the collective of everybody with the energy, not the color. With the energy, not the color, not the sexual preferences. That's where you, when you do you first, you can get rid of all of the other shit that you ain't doing, that you feel like you can't do. You don't give a fuck about nobody's sexual preference because you first, you ain't having sex with them, so it don't matter.
Yep.
But the energy, yep, say we together on a united front.
Yes.
You know, when I'm eating meat and you eating salad, it don't matter. Because we on a united front. Gee, I'm going to order a hamburger with lettuce and tomatoes on it. You going to order you a motherfucking lettuce and tomato sandwich. Shit, if you order your burger, slide me the meat. God damn it, I got teeth that eat meat. I'm all positive. I need that protein. But I know that because I know me. So what's different to another motherfucker don't bother me because I've understood my blood. I understood what I got to put into my body to sustain me first.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do that mean I'm supposed to sit back and eat a whole cow in 2 days? No, that ain't what that means. Does it mean I'm supposed to overconsume on meat? No, that ain't what that means. But it means that every now and again, it ain't so wrong for me to give me what I need. Because I'm doing me first.
Yep, because you know you. Because you know
that's
you.
That's right. That's right. So we gonna get it. We got it. We got it. We got it. And it's good. It's good. You got. Sometimes you got to go back and destroy everything that was built, so that you can create a solid foundation to continue to build. And that's what we're seeing today. They tearing down shit. They fucking up shit. And I don't care what nobody say. I don't even give a fuck who started it. I white, black, purple, green, or blue. Tear the shit up.
Mm-hmm.
It don't work.
Yep.
It don't work no way.
That's it. It don't work
without the people supporting it no way. So if we going to tear this shit up, tear this shit up. But you same motherfuckers that was tearing it up, I'm going to petition you right now. I'm challenging you right now. Just like you was mad that you had to fuck it up, I want you to use that same energy to build something that works in its place.
Ooh.
Tear it up, fuck it up, burn it down, let it rain on it, all that shit. Let the wind blow. But that same energy that you fucking it up with, that same anger that you mad about, I want you to keep that. Don't get away from that. Keep that. And use it to build what will work.
Mm-hmm.
See, because the demolition man don't have a job if the motherfucking architecture don't build nothing for him to tear down.
Mm-hmm.
So be the architect. Go on and tear this shit down. Come on with your demolition man asses. Come on in. But you better be the same motherfuckers with some architecture skills when it's time to build this shit back up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Word.
That needs to
of
be
your Auntie LJ.
Oh, man. Appreciate you, Auntie. Appreciate you so much. Woo! Yes. Yes, yes, yes. All right, y'all. So, what we're going to do is go ahead and start this clip. Again, this clip is 40 minutes, Auntie, if you want to stay with me or not. But I'm going to be wrapping up shortly, too, after the clip. We can come back and discuss. This is a very – I want people to listen to what he's saying because he speaks about it's our time, but how this is our time and what we need to do to take our power back. And one of the good one of the profound things that I pulled from this was perspective. Perspective is one of the keys. You know what I mean? How are we looking at this? And that's what I was speaking about. How are we viewing this? You know what I mean? For you.
But you know
not,
what?
Not as,
I'm gonna say something on that, nephew, because what's happening as we're growing through this, we're sitting in front of our phones, our laptops, our PCs, the radio, the TV, the everything that they are programming us with. So the question is not how you're seeing it. The question is, are you seeing it for you?
Okay.
Or are you seeing what they want you to see?
Okay.
Okay.
Are you seeing it for you? Because it's a difference. We all trauma bonding when we see the riots and the gathering, and that we got every right to be mad, and we got every right to tear it up, and we got every right for this. But is that your thought process, or is that what you're gathering in your emotions from what you're seeing and hearing around you? That's why it's a me first. That's why it's a me first. You got to be aware what is authentically you. What do you want to come out of this? Do you really understand what you're seeing? Or are you just moving in the energy of what people are telling you you're seeing? You notice on the news they say, and we seeing, and we seeing. That's them hooking you in to how they want you to see it. Oh, and we have a bird's eye view from copter such and such, and this is what we're seeing. The we automatically add you in. They're adding you to seeing it how they see it. And we're seeing, and we saw. You got to pay attention to the words being used and the repetitiveness of the words being used. Because anything that the human brain hears in a three-time cycle is a form of hypnosis to the subconscious. So what are you seeing? What are you feeling? Why are you feeling that? And then when you've answered those questions for your now, come up with your very own either knowing or hypothesis based on what you deem you knowing, and then move. We coming out the gate talking about we ready, but we ready in confusion. That's the only thing we ready for. We ain't thought it out as individuals. That's why it's so chaotic with all of us coming together in this cluster of energy that has no direction. You want to tear it up. You want to break it down. You want to fuck it up. But what is the plan after this? Who's sitting at your councilman's office today? Why y'all ain't at the councilman's office today? All these hundreds of thousands of people, why y'all not sitting with the people that are in position to make the changes you say you want? Why y'all ain't talking to Keisha Bottoms here in motherfucking Georgia and telling her you called your son and told your son don't come outside because you can't protect him? So how are you a mayor of a city you can't protect? Did we put the wrong motherfucker in office? What's going on here? Yeah. You on national TV telling people you can't protect what's in your house. How we going to put you over a city and you can't run your house? What are you getting from this for you? What are you saying to your mayors in Texas? To your mayors in Minnesota? To your mayors in Massachusetts? To the mayor of New York? To the mayors of Florida? To the mayors of California? We got to have a round table moment, motherfuckers. Why we ain't all in Washington? You took a trip to come to riot in Georgia. You took a trip to go riot in St. Louis. Take your ass to the Capitol. How dedicated to this shit are you? Somebody got to call a Million Man March, or you marching for the Million Man? Or are you going to go your way for what you know you need to pull from this? If you show up, others like you will show up. All of these cities popping off like popcorn. All you motherfuckers want to march somewhere? Start marching your black asses, white asses, Puerto Rican asses, Asian asses. Walk to the White House from wherever the fuck you is. You want to make a statement? That's going to make a statement. When you pull every county line police officer to their motherfucking call of duty and all the people are walking to the White House. Oh, it's going to take days when they come out and say what you want. We waiting for the rest of us to get here. We got a right to wait. We got a right to do this as a collective. We got a right to have everybody that needs to say something be present or send a representation. See, we ain't doing it right. If we gonna have politics, then know how to use it. If we got to have a governing system, know how to use it. Everybody might not have to walk. Shit, grandma might need to hover around. Fuck it. She coming. She don't want to see the 50s and 60s replay. She done been there and done that. Ain't shit changed. See, we ready for change, but we don't know how to bring change. All this looting and rioting. They done tow up the Gucci store, Lenox Mall, all fucked up. Y'all fucking up shit. Do you know this facial recognition? They done had y'all asses behind a mask for 3 months. You think they don't know who the fuck you are? All the times you done went to the grocery store, stopped at a red light, went and picked your kids up from a neighbor's house, the park, the motherfucking gym, out here in the public, you think these motherfuckers don't know it's you behind that blue, black, or whatever color mask you got on? That's why they put your ass in the house with that bitch in the first place. Because they knew they were going to do this. This is an experiment. This is for them to see, can they still recognize you with your mask on for motherfucking 90 days? And some of y'all still running around with your mask on. But it's comfortable for you because you've always had on a mask because that's where your survival was. I'ma look like I'm for the cause. I'ma look like I'm for the people. Everybody running around here, Black Panther Party, black people, black power, black this. I got a sister over here on my property, just walked away from her. She said, sis, they hollering black power. We was hollering power to the people. What happened? What happened? They hollering black power. We was hollering power to the people. When y'all gonna stop resonating with a color and be a person?
Power
be the people. Not black power. Power to the people. Because when you tap into power to other people, you tapping into everything that is black and everything that has had the existence of black run through its DNA. Because black makes every color. If you start diluting black, you're going to come into the browns. You're going to come into the beige. You're going to come into the burgundy. You're going to come into every color you got. Just play with black and keep lightening it up. Keep mixing it with other colors. You get other colors. You get the colors of nature when you finish. They end up being one big black, brownish, bluish, greenish, reddish ball of muck. And that's what we're dealing with today. So my question to my people is who the fuck y'all want the power to go to? Because y'all marching and y'all still ain't in sync with who y'all want to have the power. Y'all calling people's names. That's a person. That's not the people. Give power back to the people. If we got to pay for it in taxes, we pay these police officers. We pay these governors. We pay these mayors. We pay these motherfucking presidents. We pay these motherfuckers. So who power? We got to fight the powers that be so that the powers of the people are represented in these high spaces and places.
All of that.
Just in case y'all forgot.
Man. All right, y'all. Let's go ahead and run this clip so I can
get
ready.
I'm with you, baby. Go on and run it.
All right. So, y'all, if y'all want to call in, the area code to call in is going to be area code 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys press 1 if you want to be a part of the broadcast, guys. All right? So we're going to go ahead and run the clip. Great clip. Get your pens and papers out, y'all. This is one that you may want to take notes on, all right? And I'll share with you guys my takeaway, you know, from that particular clip. It was one particular thing that he said that resonated the fuck out of me, the reason why I wanted to come on and play this clip for y'all and discuss with y'all. You know what I mean? But all right, guys, we'll be right back.
I want to share with you some thoughts as you think about this coming year, this year that's right here. I want to share with you so that, and I'm encouraging you to step out of line. I want to share with you, and this is, as Dwight Pleasure would say, what dropped in my spirit, how to make this your best year ever. Been thinking about that. And as I spent time thinking about and reflecting, and I couldn't sleep last night well. Couldn't sleep. Woke up between 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's been happening continuously this month. And I realized that it's a time of silence. It's a time to listen. It's a time to be still. It's a time for me to journal. It's a time for me to say, "Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth thee." And so I realized that this restlessness, this time that I'm going through right now is a time for growth and development. And it's about going to that next level. It's about looking at who have I been. I remember a young lady who had for a long time had been living a life that was not her, and she said, at this point, living this reckless life, living this life strung out on drugs, living this life, she went into the restroom and she looked in the mirror and she asked herself, "Who this be? Who this be?" As she looked at the mirror, she was asking, who are you being? How are you showing up in life? And so this is a time for reflection. But it's not just here. It's something that I believe that we have to do on an ongoing basis. There is a price. There's a price that one must make in order to have the life that you desire, in order to create the next greatest version of yourself. There's a sacrifice that's required that most people don't talk about. When you start talking about New Year's resolutions, yeah, that's everybody's doing that. What did Henry David Thoreau say? Do not go where the path may lead. Go where there is no path and leave a trail. So don't follow what everybody else is doing about what it takes to make some things happen in your life. I want you to get out a pencil and paper. I want you to let some other people know about this conversation that I'm about to have with you. Like this page and share it. Like it and share it. So a lot of people talk about New Year's resolutions, and that's cute. And the studies indicate that the majority, the overwhelming majority, within a few hours of the new year, they've already started off on the wrong track. Have you ever been driving and you were going one place and unconsciously you got off the expressway or you turned down a street that you always turned down because out of habit? You know, Dr. Dennis Whately said that people create habits and habits create futures. And so when you have a habit, as you look at this new year and you think about the years that you've poured into being the person that you are now, that just does not go away with a slogan, "Well, this is my New Year's resolution." No, it's not that kind of party. No, it's serious. And we're living in some serious times. And this is an incredible time for you. And so I want you to like this page and share it. I want you to get some people that you can create as a team, 7 people that are positive, 7 people that have goals and dreams, 7 people that you can work with, 7 people that will hold you accountable for the things that you are going to talk about. I want you to make a list of things that you want to do with your life on this coming tomorrow, tonight after midnight, when they have this big celebration in Times Square and places around the world. I don't go out on New Year's Eve. I stay in during this time to reflect and meditate, journal, and light a candle and pray to God. I want you to write this down. 4 places I'm going to speak from, and once you write this down. Number 1, look back. Look back over this year and thank God. Look back and thank God. You know, I have a friend of mine named Michael Ponte, and he said that his father, who he admired very much, his father, who had had his knee crushed and was facing amputation, his father who lost his wife, his father who had cancer, when people ask him, he said, "How you doing?" And he said, "I'm still here. I'm still here." I want the first thing that I'm encouraging you to do is before we leave 2018 is look back and thank God that you're still here. That's, you know, don't take that for granted. That's real. That's real. I've lost a lot of friends. I call about some friends and say, "Hey, how's William doing?" "Oh, he's gone." "Say what? I didn't know." The fact that you're still here, I believe every day is a good day. You don't believe it? Try missing one. Oh, behave. He's getting warmed up now. You got that right. Oh, yes. Dr. Anthony Sweeting would say, "I'm going to get the butter from the duck today." This is no infomercial. This is information for your transformation. And so as you look back, I want you to make a list of the things that you are thankful for. I know you've gone through some stuff. I know some of you are so glad and relieved that 2018 is something that's behind you. Yes, glad. Can't wait. I understand that. But there's some good stuff happened too. In the midst of the drama, in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of the pain, in the midst of the disappointments, in the midst of the setbacks, in the midst of the failures, in the midst of the failed relationships, there's some good things that happened. Don't miss sight on that. No. No. Think about it. You're still here. You're still here. That means that you are still here because of God's grace and mercy. You're still here because there's something for you to do. That's the way I feel. I'm still here. I've gone through some stuff. All kind of stuff. In my business, all kind of stuff. In my finances, all kind of stuff. With my family, all kind of stuff, with my friends, with myself, with this thing called life. And guess what? I got some good things to look at and say, "Thank you, Lord." Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm not going to let the good things that I've experienced be overshadowed by the negative things that took place. See, there's one thing about negative things. They seem to amplify themselves. They seem to be stronger and more prominent in our minds. So take the time, force yourself, because you got something to be thankful for. Don't lie to yourself. Trust me on this. There are things that you are thankful for. When you're sitting at a light that changed and a voice said, "Don't move," you felt it, "Don't move." And boom, a light changed and somebody ran the light. And had you moved, you wouldn't be listening to me right now. Oh, you got something to be thankful for. When you listen to that first mind that said, "Don't do that," that first mind that said, no, this is not going to be a good thing for you. And you listen and you reap the benefits of that choice. What are you thankful for? Make a gratitude. As people talk about what they want out of 2019, you be thankful for and look at and give thanks for what you got out of 2018. I was thinking about that this morning and I had tears of gratitude. Took me a moment. I started thinking about it. And I'm so thankful for so many things. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful that I still have a voice. I'm thankful that I can still speak. I'm thankful that I'm not in pain now. I'm thankful that I can still change lives. I'm thankful that I'm still useful. I'm thankful, as Mama used to say, I'm in my right mind. I think I am. You know, the people close to me might not agree, but as far as I'm concerned, I think I'm in my right mind. Can you feel a brother up in here? Up in here. Everybody might not agree, but I agree. I might be crazy, but I don't know it. Reminded me of a friend, and during the middle of the recession, she had some immigrants working for her. And they had just come here from Mexico. And in a very short time, they were able to move out of her house and they were able to buy a home, and pretty soon they had their own business. And they were doing very well, and she helped to facilitate bringing some of their family members here. And so her friends asked, how could they be doing so good in the middle of the recession? She said, they don't speak much English, and they don't watch the news, so they don't know. They see America as a land of opportunity, and that's the lens from which they look at this place, and that's how they're operating. What do you see? Remember Flip Wilson? What you see is what you get. So I want you to think about, what are you thankful for? Be serious about that. Don't gloss over it. Be serious. Dig deep and ask, what am I thankful for? Because you got some things to be thankful for. Okay? Look back. Next thing is, look around. Look back, thank God, look around, and praise God. Because as we get ready to go into this new year, there are all kinds of possibilities that you can take advantage of. You know, people say opportunity knocks on every door. No, I don't buy that. I believe opportunity stands by silently waiting for us to recognize it. Hello? I started thinking this morning, just getting still, because many times when you get so caught up in this thing called life, when you get so caught up in generating money and paying bills, when you get so caught up in the drama in various relationships and things with your children and family members and friends, you just get disconnected from yourself. That's why the majority of people, as Darren Benzie would say, live a misplaced life. A misplaced life. They have the ability, they have the talent to do so much more. That's why the book of life said, the road to life is straight and narrow, and few there be that find it. Why? Why is it that few there be that find it? Because few there be that are focused. Few there be that are intentional. Few that see the purpose for their lives and living from that place, a purpose-driven life. That most people get caught up in the distractions of life. They pay more attention to their distractions rather than to their possibilities. And they're everywhere. This is a time for thinkers, people that are creative, people that are relentless, people that are looking at life with new eyes. Expand your vision for what's possible for you. To decide that your circumstances are not going to define you. Make a decision that's greater than he that's in you than he that's in the world. Make a decision. This is a pivot point. This is a deciding moment that you've had it living life as you've been living, and you want more because you deserve it. You deserve it. Look around and praise God, because whatever you've done is on the tip of the iceberg. What's possible for you? Yes. Yes. Look back. Thank God. Look around and praise God for all the possibilities, all the things that is looking at you, waiting for you to take advantage of. Next thing is, Look ahead. Look ahead. What do you want? What do you see for yourself? Look ahead and listen to God. Look ahead. What do you see for you? Look beyond your circumstances. Expand your vision. Become clear about what it is that you want personally. What is it that you want for your family? What is it you want for your health? What plan of action do you have for being here? I'm going to the gym today. And I'm going just to walk around, to look around. Why, Les? I don't know if I would go if I told myself I'm going to work out. I'm just being honest, okay? So I'm going to look around, okay? Just look and watch people. And pretty soon, being in the environment, I'm going to do something. Okay? I'm just telling you my method, my process. Look around at your environment. Does it feed you? Does it fuel you? Does it motivate you? Does it inspire you? Or does it drain you? Does it deplete you? Is it compromising your power, your circumstances? Very important. Look around. Your relationships. Look around. Do they help you to become a greater person, a better person, more disciplined, more spiritual? Look around. Do they enhance you financially? Look around. Are these relationships that pour into you or take away from you? Look around. Because there's some relationships, some mindset, some behavior, some vision, some choices, some habits that no longer serve you, and they don't need to go into your future. Look around. Praise God for the insight. Praise God for the courage to let go or be dragged. Be honest with yourself. Carlyle said that truth crushed the earth shall rise again. Winston Churchill said the truth is incontrovertible. Malice may attack it. Ignorance may deride it. But at the end, there it is. The Book of Life said, yeah, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Look around and look in the mirror. As Michael Jackson would say, the man or woman in the mirror. And ask the questions. As you look into 2019, what radical change must that person who's looking back at you make? Because at the end of the day, you don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you are. Look in the mirror and take personal inventory of yourself. And be honest with yourself. There's some things we know. See, there's a public life. We have a public life. We have a private life. And we have a secret life. And most people know our public life. Okay? And some people we allow into our private life. But there's a secret life. There's a book I remember reading called Why I'm Afraid to Tell You Who I Am. Because you might not like me. And that's all I've got. That secret life. Only you and God know that. And so, what is it in you that you know it's out of alignment? It's not really you. And you know you need to take some corrective action to be on the path, to be in pursuit to creating the next greatest version of yourself. Look back, thank God, look around, praise God, look ahead, obey God. What part of you right now must die, that you must kill off, that you now must become an assassin? What part of you right now that you must say, I'm not going to do this anymore? My friend Dwight Pleasure was smoking crack cocaine for several years, and he was with some of his drug friends, and he took a hit, and he said, I'm done. And they thought he was done for the night. He said, I'm done. He called his sister, and they talked, and he hit the floor shortly after the conversation and scream out, God, help me! Help me, God, help me! He asked God to remove that urge for crack cocaine from his system. His family sent him a plane ticket to come home, and he was at the airport and waiting for his wife, Sadie. And he had been gone for several years from himself and from the city. And she came around the corner in the old car. He said she should have done a drive-by, given the fact that he deserted her and their two kids, given the fact that they lost their car and lost their home and everything that accumulated together because he gave himself over to drugs. And instead of doing a drive-by, he got in the car and leaned over, and they kissed each other as if he had been away for the weekend. You know, they talk about the power of forgiveness. Forgiveness is not forgetting. Forgiveness is remembering without anger. Sadie, what a woman that God blessed him with. And she never brought it up. He's so thankful. He realized that God was calling him from that life of drugs, from that life of reckless living, from that life of being unproductive, from that misplaced life, because that's not who he was. And I think about my own life, and I think about Dwight. Long period of time that I was insane. Long period of time that I look back and ask, what state of mind were you in when you were living like that? A long period of time that I was not the man that I am now, the father that I am now. A long period of time that I had a limited vision of myself. A long period of time that I did not stop to think and to reflect and take corrective action as I am now. A long period of time that I was not living from the truth that I was better than that. Look ahead. What is it that God is calling you to do? What's in your heart? What's in your heart? Because where your heart is, there your treasure is also. What's in your heart? What's in your heart? There's a calling. You were created on purpose, with a purpose, for a purpose. You're still here. You're still here regardless of what you've gone through. You're still here regardless of what you've done. You're still here regardless of what people say about you. you're still here, regardless of your failures and disappointments and your shortcomings and all the things that you've done that you shouldn't have done. You are still here for a purpose, for God's purpose. I said to myself, you know, Lord, hey, my song by Frank Sinatra used to be, I did it my way. I realize, in fact, I'm still here because of your grace and mercy. I have a chance to do it your way. Do it your way. And you do too. What's in your heart? And don't worry about how you're going to do it. How you're going to do it is none of your business. You can't figure that out. You're in that place where Einstein said, the thinking that has brought me this far has created some problems that this thinking can't solve. You're in that place where you have to embrace, lean not unto thine own understanding. There's some things that you know in your heart that the mind can't understand because we've been conditioned, we've been programmed. You've got greatness in you, but we've been programmed to think small. And you can't fit a big life in a small mind. You've got greatness in you. Katie in Lessons in Truth said, man's primary cause of suffering is forgetfulness. We have forgotten who we are. Dr. Carter G. Woodson said, if you can determine what a man shall think, you never have to concern yourself with what he will do. If you can make a man feel inferior, you never have to compel him to seek an inferior status, for he will seek it himself. And if you can make a man feel justly an outcast, you never have to order him to go to the back door. He'll go without being told. And if there's no door, his very nature will demand one. When I look at the insanity on YouTube, the things that people say, and they put money and time and energy to create and release it so the world can see it. Wow. And I said, I'm not going to criticize that. That's not my role. My role is to produce and to create something that might have value for you. For those of you that can hear me, everybody can hear me. Only a few people hear me. I know that. This message is not for everybody. I want you to like this page and share it. Like it and share it with people of consciousness. Like it and share it with people that you know that they can get some value out of this. Like it and share it with people you know that can perhaps hear me. Like it and share it with somebody that you want this to be in their mind, in their heart, and in their spirit. Like it and share it so that we can begin to expand the vision for people to empower them and to enlighten them of who they really are. Yes. Look back. Thank God. Look around. Praise God. Look ahead. Obey God. Say, order my steps. Say, yes, Lord. Shekinah glory. Yes, Lord. Oh, they tear that up. I want to be listening to that today, all day. Shekinah glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, through tears of gratitude. Yes, through tears of celebration. Yes, Lord, yes, yes. To my heart, to my spirit, to every cell in my body. Yes.
Have hearts of stone.
Y'all, welcome back. Welcome back to Haru Presents. We can do this, y'all. So I hope that was enough motivation for you guys, you know, to get in that mode, to know that you can do this, know that it's your time, know it's your time to shine. Most importantly, for you to do it your way. All right, y'all. Peace and love. It has been a great broadcast. Please join us this week. We have a great lineup this week for you guys. Please be sure to turn our Facebook group. I do post the shows at the top of the broadcast. I have been on IG a lot lately, not much on Facebook, but on IG lately. So please follow us on Instagram, and that's going to be at Enhancing Awareness Radio. All right, guys, till next time, peace.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more. Much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times sure you knew. When I bit off more than I could chew, but through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, had my fill, my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the thing he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. It was mine.